WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sylvester Stallone has been Rocky in the ring and Rambo in the jungle. In his new movie, Oscar, Stallone ventures into new territory, farce. Stephen Schiff has this review.
Farce is the kind of knockabout comedy that usually involves mistaken identities, switched suitcases, and lots of the wrong people popping through the wrong doors. And most people either love it or hate it. For a long time, American moviegoers loved it. Farce was one of the bases on which Chaplin, Keaton, and Lloyd built their magisterial comedies. And when the sound era arrived, some of the very best movies were farces. The great romantic comedies of Ernst Lubitsch, for instance, and the brilliant screwball comedies of the 30s, and the dazzling 40s masterpieces of Preston Sturges. But that was before realism became the linchpin of American cinema. Farce depends on the suspension of disbelief, but the movies soon trained their audiences to demand instant and complete belief in everything they saw, which meant that farce went back to the theater where it had started, and those few movie makers who still loved the form fell on hard times. Billy Wilder gave up completely. Blake Edwards soldiered on with extremely patchy success. And Sylvester Stallone... Wait a minute. Did I say Sylvester Stallone? Well, yes. And no, I'm not insisting that the Rocky films were actually farces, not intentional farces anyway. I'm talking about his new movie Oscar, which is based on a French stage play from the 60s and which feels weirdly like a French stage play from the 60s, even though it's about an all-American gangster in the 30s. Stallone plays Snaps Provolone, the biggest, meanest racketeer in town, only now he's trying to go legit, trying to throw his lot in with some hoity-toity bankers. Meanwhile, Provolone's bookkeeper is in love with his daughter, and he even gives Provolone a bag of jewels in exchange for her hand. Only it turns out the girl the bookkeeper loves isn't Provolone's real daughter, and the bag of jewels gets switched with a bag of underwear, which then gets switched with a bag of money, which, well, here are Provolone and his goon Connie, played by Chaz Palminteri, trying to get everything straight.
Snaps, are you sure there was cash in that bag?
Yeah, little Anthony stole it.
If little Anthony stole it, then he's got it.
No, you blockhead, he stole it. Then he gave it back to me.
Why'd he give it back to you?
To buy back the jewels.
What jewels?
The jewels he stole from me.
He stole jewels from you too?
Yeah, so he could marry my daughter.
Lisa.
Not Lisa, Teresa.
How come nobody's never met this daughter, Teresa?
Because she's not my daughter, capiche?
Yeah. Your daughter's not your daughter. And the cash that used to be the jewels is now your underwear.
Now you got it.
I got it. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's mostly how it goes in this movie. A lot happens. There's a lot of carefully calculated confusion. And unfortunately, there's hardly a single funny moment. The screenplay is fancy without being genuinely witty. And John Landis's direction plods. But the main problem is that neither Stallone nor most of the rest of the cast knows how to play farce. Farce requires a masterly, over-the-top style, but Stallone and company merely mug. Of the main players, and there are dozens of them, only Tim Curry, as Provolone's elocution teacher, has the requisite verve. And he's reduced to limply punny lines about the thug who left his participle dangling, whereupon said thug looks sheepishly down at his fly. As for Stallone, well, I don't know what the future holds. Audiences are tired of his action movies. And as a comic actor, he's never much more than genial, presentable. Anyone looking for a game show host with terrific pecs?
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.